Whoa, I'm sorry. I wasn't fixing to startle you. Are you all right? You sure? Look like I scared you something fierce. You damn near jumped out of your boots. What are you apologizing for, hun? You ain't hurt me none. I'm guessing you came back here to get away from all that commotion out there. I don't blame you. It can be real exhausting sometimes. No, you ain't gotta go nowhere. Plenty of room back here for the two of us. Well, you gotta give me a right opportunity to make up for frightening you like I did. Now don't go making a fuss now. Sit down. I insist. There you go. You ain't gotta be scared, sweetie pie. I promise I don't bite none. Not unless you ask real nice. Oh, look at you. I got you real flustered. Here, you want a drink? You ain't gonna take a drink from a strange woman you just met in the back of the kink club. Your mama taught you well. You're a smarty and a cutie. Here. Let me go and pour you a new one. Here you go, sugar plum. Well, you are very welcome. Attractive, smart, and delightfully well-mannered. Honey, you have me very intrigued. I am just coming to the realization that I only have one glass. Well, I suppose the liquor's the same regardless of its container. You ain't gonna mind me drinking out of the bottle, right? Wonderful. Well, here is to new acquaintances and future friends. Is that a little strong for you? You all right? Take a second there. Need me to get you some water. Are you sure? All right. I apologize. I suppose I could have warned you with straight whiskey. Guess I'm just too accustomed to a drink that fights back. You ain't gotta have any more if it don't suit you. So what brings you out tonight? Oh, ain't you shy? Ain't that intimidating, am I? Well, of course you're here to meet people. That's what we're all here for. That's the whole point of tonight. What do you mean? You know what tonight is, don't you? Oh, Lord have mercy. This is your first time. Really, your first time. Anywhere. Tonight of all nights. How'd you even end up here? You found it online. Oh, honey. If you ain't the most inconceivably adorable little thing. Sweetie, tonight is a special event. Uppity heifers and johns don't like to use such pedestrian terms, but tonight is a mixer of sorts. Every person here is actively searching for a new partner, especially the doms. Honey, you jumped in the deep end while the sharks are hunting, and damn sure hungry. Oh, it's all right, sweetie. You ain't gotta get antsy now. You don't need to worry. As long as you're with me, you're gonna be all right. You gotta be more careful in the future, though. This little place is packed full of strong, sexy, extravagant women you gotta worry about. Not to mention the worst of them, sweetheart. You're gonna have to be extra careful when you run into a gorgeous woman with a rather thick dialect, who's just the most sweet and generous lady up until she really gets her hands on you. A woman like that's liable to do all sorts of fucked up things to a precious little peach like you. And once you sit down with her, it's already too late. Oh, honey, you should see the look on your face. You're just so gosh darn fun to tease. And you make it so easy, too. A fresh, unspoiled little thing like you in a place like this. You're damn lucky I ain't been collared yet. Maybe I'm the lucky one. Now, honey, you have been so unequivocally well-mannered. I can't believe I've been so rude in exchange. To think I've offered you my liquor before I have even extended my name. You, my delightful little sugar plum, may call me Cherry. You ain't gotta call me no mistress, madam, or other some such hearty nonsense. Now, what would your name happen to be? Oh, I like that. That's a sweet little name. But I think I like Sugar Plum just a little bit more. You really are just the sweetest little thing, aren't you? Just look at you. Blushing your heart out any time I give you a little compliment. I was fixing to ask what kind of partner you're looking for. But I suppose that ain't necessary, is it? I guess I'll take that as a no. You know, I was thinking about getting out of here before you stumbled on by, and that sounds like a better idea than ever. Maybe it's more about me. But the allure of a place like this quickly loses its luster. Why the long face, honey? Oh, now you sure didn't think I was leaving without you. Now, I ain't the type to just take a stranger back to my abode and not boots with him. But you are just too sweet not to make an exception. Oh, Lord. I don't think your face could get any redder. Don't you worry now. I ain't gonna do nothing untoward. I'm a very generous and thoughtful woman after all. When we get back to my place, Whatever we happen to get up to is entirely up to you. We can sit by the fireplace with a drink and talk the rest of the night away. Or maybe we can skip right on into the bedroom. And we can get to know each other more intimate-like. I'm gonna give you whatever you want. But as to whether or not you're coming with me ain't up for debate. Honey, you are just too good to pass up. And there ain't no chance in hell I'm letting some other tramp get near my new prize. That's what I thought. You sure were just begging for a nice lady like myself to take ownership of you. Ain't that right? Come on, hon. My car's waiting. Here we are. Yep, that's mine. Didn't think I was texting for a taxi now, did you? This is my car, with my own personal driver. Oh, please, allow me. Where are we headed? Well, back to my home, just like I said. Sorry, that ain't quite right. My home here, at least, in this city. Oh, honey. Apartment. I promise you. I have no such thing, let alone multiple. Here, why don't you look out the window? We're almost a dozen streets away, but you can see it from here. A big, tall building out in the distance. Mm-hmm. That's where we're headed. I suppose if the private driver wasn't enough of a giveaway. I'm a woman of significant financial means. Up in there I got my very own delightful little condominium. Well, I suppose little ain't the right word for it, but it is most definitely mine. Don't you worry about nothing, my sweet little sugar plum. When we get there, I'm gonna show you the whole place. And then we can get nice and comfortable however you want. Mama's gonna take real good care of you.